From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency Wednesday referred to Tuesday's Singapore summit between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump as epoch-making, opening the door to what it called a radical switchover in hostile North Korea-U.S. relations. It also said both leaders agreed to the principle of step-by-step and simultaneous action in achieving peace. Ken Gause, Director of International Affairs at CNA, said Mr. Trump has adopted a bold but risky strategy that has upended 70 years of the status quo, including a willingness to halt joint war exercises with South Korea, a constant irritant to the North.
70 years, the status quo has guaranteed peace on the peninsula, security, but it has not solved the problem of North Korea. President Trump has adopted a new strategy which basically throws the status quo out the window. It's what I call the go big or go home strategy.
Ken Gause said Mr. Trump is offering incentives to entice Pyongyang to engage and respond in kind. As South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham had a warning for the North.
If there's a cheating North Korea in the future, if there's a promise and not deliver North Korea, then we're probably going to have a war. From President Trump's point of view, he has put his entire presidency on the line here.
KCNA made no mention of the country abandoning its nuclear program, but also indicated Mr. Trump has been invited and accepted an invitation to visit the North. The UN aid chief Tuesday raised alarm over a worsening food crisis in Africa's Sahel region, with malnutrition rates skyrocketing to the worst level since 2012. Mark Lowcock said 6 million people are struggling to feed themselves in the region. This is VOA News.